Hello there, pet. Welcome to my little game. While it may be a bit niche, there are some you and I that know how desperation can make just the slightest touch feel like so much more. So I need you to be desperate. If you haven't already, drink up. Somewhere between a liter or 2 liters should do nicely, depending on how confident you are in yourself. In case you don't feel like doing math, that works out to between 1 and 2.5 of your typical sport-size water bottles. I am going to enjoy this, and I want you to as well. So don't go beyond what you are comfortable with. Once you are all caught up, it's time to build that desperation we talked about. Unfortunately, this is pretty much just waiting. If you need something to do, I have left a few links you might want to pursue depending on your preferences. When you are starting to feel the pressure, come on back to this audio. Around now, you should be feeling that ache in your belly, that insistent pressure against your lower pelvis, urging you to find somewhere you can squat and let it leak. I want you to ignore it. Right now, you're going to feel how that ache amplifies all other sensations. Strip down. And if it is chilly, maybe pull a blanket over you. Get comfortable. This may take a while. Let's start with something simple. Close your eyes and do just as I say. I want you to take one finger and just gently trace it down your cheek, your jawline, your neck. Take your time. Pay attention to the sensation of touch. Imagine the finger belongs to your lover as it works its way further out along your collarbone, then back to center, and eventually down to your nipple. With the gentlest touch, circle that delicate peak. Feel that familiar sensation of need streaming from your chest to your loins. I know it's tempting to skip ahead. Just play with yourself as you've done so many times before. Resist the urge. You will thank me later. Still with just the one finger, continue the voyage down to your more intimate regions. Again, picture your lover savoring your body. The whole of not just the most obvious bits. Take your time and trace that finger down over your stomach, around your belly button, resting just above that sensitive region at the base of your pelvis. With your wandering hand, can you feel your swollen bladder? Is your tummy just a bit too pronounced? Press down just a little bit. Can you feel the pressure to just let go? Release the pressure and move the hand down. Find that warmth between your legs and bring the finger to the tucked away spot that feels just so. You know the place I'm talking about. Again, gentle touches. Gentle touches. We are having fun. Let's make it last, okay? Play with yourself enough to stay aroused, but don't start building yet. There will be plenty of opportunity, I promise you. As I said, I want to play a little game. Here is how it works. You're going to play with yourself and come to the brink of orgasm. You're going to ride that edge, and then you're going to do it again and again. You'll do it because of how good it'll feel, and you'll do it because knowing you're edging, for me, is what makes feel that good. You will edge as many times as I tell you, and you should not. You should not break to go to the bathroom. If you're a good pet, you might even sweat out all that water you drank earlier. If you follow the rules of my game, then at the end, you'll get a reward. So let's begin. Start playing with yourself, your favorite way, you know how. Fast as you like, slow as you like. I just want you to feel good. Toy with your most intimate anatomy for me. Go on, just like that. You must be quite the sight right now. So much pleasure, so much pressure. Too much to keep track of. Don't leak. Keep that stream inside. Don't come. Feel the desperation. This is an exercise in self-restraint, little one. Whoever said that self-control had to be boring? Come on, keep going. Don't slow down. Feel the pleasure, the sexual ecstasy. We are having a good time, yes? Edge all you want. Ride the edge as long as you can. It's good practice. Pay attention to how it feels. Your bladder all full up and your hormones going wild. Each sensation competing with each other, amplifying all that pleasure. Focus on the sensation. Don't stop. Don't come. Keep going. Don't slip up. You will make a mess. Stop. Go back to your old reliable, the way that gets you off every time. Maybe you are grinding against a pillow or flicking your fingers over that most sensitive bit of tissue. Keep playing with yourself. Don't pay attention to that nagging from your belly, that persistent ache telling you to just sit down and let it out. Keep. Every touch amplified, all the sensations fighting for a focus. You feel so good right now. This is a feeling like many you have felt before, but somehow different, somehow better. No, don't stop. Don't slip up. Don't stop. Don't come. Don't stop. Feel every wave of pleasure. Notice how they grow and grow. Every time you feel better than the last. These sensations, their constant competitions, makes for a wonderful harmony that's utterly unique. Your belly growing more and more insistent, screaming at you to let loose and empty your burden. Your most intimate regions crying out in ecstasy to be heard over the commotion. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Don't stop, don't come, don't slip up. Now, edge for me. Bring yourself right up to the brink of orgasm, then slip away. It's frustrating. That frustration is part of the fun. The longer you delay, the more fun we get to have. Edge and cool down a bit. Notice your breath. Is it short and shallow, deep and quivering? Are you still comfortable? Maybe a bit less sonar, with your bladder so full and without relief, or maybe you have already made a mistake. Maybe you made a mess and wet yourself. What an embarrassment that would be. Maybe you made it to the bathroom first and let out that warm running stream. It's okay if you made a mistake. Self-control can be tricky. If you don't, if you're still aching in the belly, I'm proud of you. You're doing wonderful. Remember, make it to the end. You will get a reward. Now play with yourself again. If you aren't already, use both hands. More sensation is never a bad thing. Maybe that's not strictly true, but even when it is too much, it's certainly entertaining for me. Keep playing with yourself, ride the waves of pleasure. You're doing so well. We're so close to the end. If you couldn't hold it, I understand. But remember, no reward. Stop. Now switch to one hand, flick and stroke and finger and trace, flick and stroke and finger and trace and scratch and anything else you like. It's your body, you know it very well. Do everything you can to feel good. If you are so disposed, take your other hand around back and maybe play with your asshole a little bit. Just put some pressure on your little ring, nothing crazy. Add another feeling to the cacophonous orchestra of competing sensations. Can you handle it all? Maybe it's more fun if you can't. All right, we have had our fun. I want you to edge one final time. I'm going to count from 20, and I want you to get as close as you can this time. I want you so close to coming that no more than the touch of a feather would send you hurtling over the edge. Do whatever you need to reach this point. Tick tock, tick tock. 20. Feeling so wonderful, sensations everywhere. 19. What a good pet you have been. 18. Playing our little game. 17. Practicing your self-control. 16. 15. 14. 13. 12. Did I startle you? I'm sorry. I'll try to slow it down. 11. No, that's no fun. 10. Oh, I did say good pets deserve a reward, didn't I? I nearly forgot. All right, well then, when I finish counting, 9, if you were a good pet, 8, and held your bladder this whole time, 7, and you get to come. 5, if you didn't make it. 4. Better luck next time. 3. Tick-tock, tick-tock. 2. And 1. Come now. Come for me. Keep coming. Keep coming as hard as you can. You did it so well. You deserve it. I'm so very proud of you, pet. You did so well. I hope you can play with me again sometime soon. Now, if you haven't already, you might want to run to the bathroom.